Conversations with Maitreya, June 21st, 2003.
This is a mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path again. And I'm glad I asked because I like this new format. Most questions asked, right, because it goes faster and it's kind of a conversation. And first thing, this is probably the last tape we're gonna tape from this conversation. And as we discussed, the idea is to learn more together and not to add to all the things we already have. Actually, we already have, you know, too much to learn, so we are gonna go ahead and stop posting more tapes. We have probably around 50-60 hours of tape already in the house out, and we're gonna just leave it there and just listen to them and go to website and read those and sad songs and everything we have and learn them and come here and talk about those things and learn those which we have in a deeper level. So apparently Divine is asking, what is 0000? Who posted 0000? He's asking what that means. Oh, okay, alright. So we're not gonna post any tapes anymore in the PAL Talk. We already have a lot there to be listened to. And if anybody else likes to tape these and keep them or type them, that would be fine. It's up to you guys. Go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to do that any longer. This is going to be last tape we're going to tape. And we're going to leave it into the air. And as you repeat it more and more, we learn the teaching in a deeper level. But the idea of conversation was that we know the teaching and we come here and we discuss it in a deeper level for the seasoned divines and anybody who comes new to the mission. And of course, if we reach a point that we see that, again, there's not much conversation going, we have to decide what to do, take the time to the shorter period, or make it again once a month, or whatever that is going to work. And so, if you have any question again, or you want to discuss something with me, you know, it's open to all of you to come in and let's just discuss the teaching. Of course, like all the prophets, when the new revelation comes, very few people listen to it, and that's expected. And especially in this time, sound like a lot of people already think they know the truth and they have their own teachings. And as you can see, again, we are down to our few people in the mission that we have been together for a long time. It shouldn't be bothering anybody, because as I said many times, God said His kingdom will come, and that is our salvation, and it will. So we have to reach out to anybody we can, but if they did not listen and did not come, we leave them to God. Of course, we always look into improving ourselves and improving our reach out. If there are any suggestions and we can improve our outreach, of course, you can always come and you know how to reach me and let me know how we can improve ourselves in that level also. But if, you know, anything we could do have done and people didn't come, that's alright. No, numbers are not the goal of the mission, but reaching to the people that they looking for this revelation is. Of course, the world is going to sound like it has to get even worse than it is. And eventually they start thinking, yeah, maybe there is something wrong with it and we have to improve it ourselves. Apparently it hasn't got to that point yet. When disasters or something bad happens, people become more aware of, you know, God and His plan, and they ask, okay, help us, help us. But when everything is okay, they forget about it and they are okay. You all know the mission. It is the revelation of the unification of our religion, and it has the 5 steps, 2 results, 7 seals, and it unifies all religions of the world. So go ahead and ask anything you like to talk about the mission of Maitreya, and you of course can go all the way to our website and see how all the revelations of God is being unified together in this mission, and how all the religions of the world have sent with a special purpose. Go ahead, Shakti.
Maitreya, my mark had a hard time coming up there for a moment. As you were just speaking, a thought came to my mind, and I have thought about this before and wondered about it, when you said that it looks like things have to get even much worse for humanity to say, you know, it's time for us to do something. And I wanted to ask you, why is that? What is it in man and woman, and human nature, that things have to get so bad when we know it's bad, but it has to get to the point of being just horrible before we wake up and want to pull ourselves out of it or make a change? Thank you, Maitreya.
Anybody have the answer to that question? Anybody can tell us why human nature is this way, that they do not want God, they don't want to listen to God, and their situation have to get worse before they want to listen to what God has to say? It's a conversation. Anybody should participate and converse with us and tell us why the nature of man is such a way that things has to get worse, and only time human listens to God is when they are in trouble, and that's when they go to God and say, God, help us, help us, we listen. Who can answer that question? The question is, why human resist God? Why they don't want to listen to God and go to Him, and they do not want to accept the prophets and God's revelation and follow what He has revealed to them through prophets? Who has the answer? Why is it that the only prophet that human listened to was Jonah? Jonah was the only prophet that came to humanity and people said, yes, you are right, we are not following God, and therefore we are going to change our ways. Even Adam and Eve didn't listen to God in the Garden of Eden. When God told them, do this and this and this, you will going to be happy and stay in Eden, in the garden, and you don't have to till the ground, and you will be provided with no problem. And they said, no, we don't want to do that. We want our own will, and we want to follow our own ways. I'm still waiting who can answer us, answer this question. Why humans don't want to listen to God? Come to the mic and take the mic and tell us why God sends His revelation to man and calls them to come and unify and show them eternal divine path, and still they resist God and they do not listen to God. What is in man that resists God? Welcome to the mission of my tale, eternal divine path. This is the room that we claim we have unified all religions of the world. And we teach that each religion of the world is a part of a greater truth or a path called eternal divine path. And when you understand the eternal divine path, you realize that God sent all these religions of the world to humanity, and each of them has a part in this greater truth. And when you put them together, this path, they reveal to you a way back to God and also a way to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have been teaching this for the last 22 years or more, and we have a wealth of information and literature and our website and in this Pal Talk for people to realize these new teachings. This is the format that we talk about the mission, and there is a question on the floor already, and that is why human does not want to listen to God and why they resist God and His revelation. Okay, we leave that on the floor and let everybody think about it. And another question Gamaliel is asking about Christ, Jesus, or Isa. Christ was also one of the messengers of God, and he brought the message of sacrifice, or the third seal. And if you go to our website, you clearly understand what the message of Christ was. Okay? Have you ever been in our website, Gamaliel? Jesus is Christ. He is the first begotten Son of God. He is the one who came many, many times. He is the Spirit of God. Since God is a spirit, He needs a body to manifest Himself on earth, and therefore He came to earth many times. He came as Adam, and now that same spirit has come through Maitreya and has brought the revelation that Christ brought a part of it, and therefore when you listen to this teaching, the same voice is coming through to humanity again and showing you how God sent all these religions to humanity. Christ said, I shall return, and he has returned four more times after Christ. Of course, the problem is that the Christians are waiting for him to come in only one more time. He never said, I shall return only one more time. He said, I shall return. And therefore, he has returned many times, but humanity missed to realize him, and therefore, still are looking for him to come back. Then he came back four times. Of course, that was necessary because still we have four revelations to come, and we need that Christianity to stay separate as one seal, as we needed other revelation to stay separated. So into this point, we realize that now they are all unified and bring them all together as God's revelation. So Christ was also Muhammad, Christ was Bab, Christ was, the Spirit came through Baba, and now Christ has come to reveal the unification of our religion. He is the only Spirit, the Spirit of God, can reveal the revelation. He is the Spirit of Holy Ghost, and whoever does not accept Christ, whoever does not accept Muhammad, Moses, Abraham, Adam, they are not accepting the Holy Ghost, and whoever whoever does not accept Holy Ghost accepts God, is not accepting God, and rejecting God is equal with great trouble for that unique consciousness or individual who rejects God instead of going to God. So we can see that God already has been sending all these religions, including Christianity. I'm a Christian. I don't believe in nothing in it. I believe in Jesus Christ, the real Christ. I hold my life for Him. I hold my life for Him. Well, you are following the teachings of the dogmas of Christianity, that only Christ in that lifetime is the only way, but Christ came many lifetimes, and indeed He is the way and the truth, and no one goes to the Father but through Christ. But you have to overcome your dogmas and your religious belief, but listen to God, which in Revelation clearly said there will be seven revelation before the seventh angel come, and no one knows the truth until the seventh angel come. So go to the website, go to the revelations of the revelation, and see how in chapter 10 verse 7, nobody knows the truth until the seventh angel come. Seventh angel means the revealer of the seventh seal, or revealer of the whole truth and unification of our religions. And when you see that clearly, you see your religion is only a part of a greater revelation and truth, and you will see your eyes are opened to the plan of God. And therefore you no longer consider yourself separated from God, which is everything in the universe, but you expand yourself to realize God is everything. How can I separate myself from my brother who is a Muslim or is a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Jews or Baha'i or whatever else? I am a part of them, and they are a part of me, and God has sent all this revelation to man. And now He is showing to us how each of them fall in different parts of the greater truth, and you become even a greater and better Christian, because you know Christ now as the Spirit of God, which brought all these religions, and you expand yourself to a greater degree. So is Jesus is God, and He is back to judge the world for everything that happened in the world, the war, the famine, and all that. You are correct. Of course, Jesus, or the correct name, Isa, there is no J in Hebrew, so His name really never was Jesus. There is not such a thing as Jesus in the Bible. In Hebrew, there is no J, and His real earth name was Isa, and He came, and He has already judged the world. He has given the way to God, and whoever is not following the eternal divine path or the way of God is opposing Christ and not following the Christ way, and they have already been judged, and they are not following the Christ. They are not following the eternal divine path. They are not creating the communities of life. They are not purifying their life and stopping, you know, adultery and fornication and domination and destruction and the things that we can see is happening on earth. They are not doing it, and therefore they are the judge. They are the God said what is the correct way to bring his kingdom and the way to bring his unity, and because they are not doing it, God already judged them, and they will see very soon that earth even will not become even worse than it is, and there will be a final judgment on earth, and those who have not prepared themselves for this revelation of and the kingdom will not be reincarnated for a long time. Islam I'm waiting for the someone to tell us the question that Shakti brought up. We have given satsang about these things many times.
In answer to your question, I would say that men think that he knows everything, that he has the answer, and because of our intellect, we look upon the world and we draw conclusions, and we accept everything we see as real. So therefore, until a shock comes to us and shows that there is something, behind what we see, then, mankind will not change.
Very good, Lou. Well, we want to be God ourselves, aren't we? We want to be one in control. Go ahead, Jackie.
Yes, right. I agree, Lou, that as I'm sitting here thinking on this question relating to the teachings of Maitreya, that I was seeing that man relies on his six senses. Seeing, touching, feel, he's in the world, and he doesn't understand, has never had an experience with God, so they stay in this, and it makes me think of the Maya, where Maitreya teaches that's illusion of separation from God. They're actually in illusion, and then when something real bad happens, oh God, where are you? And then they don't have that experience with God when they cry out, a lot of them, and so they just stay where they are. And here again, it brings us back to the teachings of Maitreya and the Eternal Divine Path, that we need to meditate, go within, to know the self, know God, and then know that there is a God, and he has sent his prophet and his Messiah into the world. And so man needs to awaken and take that first step and just get out of the world and not just live in where he deals with his desires and the things he can have. And also, they're like children. When they're hurt, the child cries out for mommy and daddy. And when mommy and daddy comfort them, then they get better, and then they go back to their same way. Thank you.
Go ahead, Shireen.
Hello, Maitreya. Hello to the room. And some more on Shakti's question. There are some very ugly and ignorant things going on with mankind in the world right now, and some of that is a sign for us to take a look at, particularly in the Middle East. It was said in Revelations that these people had the understanding and the teaching, and that they would lose it, and that they would be steeped in ignorance, which they are right now. And the only thing that could possibly help them is to repent. And also, in World War II, there were these people that had to experience the results of their karma under the sign of the Lotestica. And that's a sign, too, for people that have been prepared and are looking at the signs around them in the world. So despite some of the ugliness that we can see around the world, we have to understand that a lot of these things are signs for us to know things are on track, and that this is a process, and that God's plan is working, and we just have to have faith our attitudes adjusted forwards and upwards, and do the work the best that we can. Look for the attitudes and belief structures that by God's grace are revealed to us about ourselves so that we can understand them and eliminate them and be more receptive and manifest God's will better at this time. Thank you.
So we can see God is only asking for 144,000 from 6 billion people. That's a drop in the bucket. That's so few compared with the number of the people we have in the world. And they have been at it for 25 years. Can't find this 144,000. If they are not ready, or the earth is not ready for them. So we can see that God has been trying to perfect this 144,000 for last 12,000 years. So he had a plan. He decided he's gonna bring 6 billion people. He created 6 billion human, 6 billion unit consciousness, and then from these 6 billion, maybe 144,000 people eventually get it, eventually understand the plan of God, eventually even say, see the seven seal is opened and revelation revealed. They say, yeah, this is the only thing makes sense. If there is only one God, why do we have so many religions? If there is only one God, why this religion is still fighting? Each of them says, it's the same God who sent, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, and all other religions, but our religion is better than you, and for a trivial reasons, they, for small reasons, they separate themselves from each other. You know? Why? Why? You know, they can see if there is only one God, how can he send so different revelations and bring such a difference between them? And God already said he's going to send one Messiah from the children of Isaac and one Messiah of the children of Ishmael. Clearly, he said what he's going to send. He's going to send Christ. He's going to send Prophet Muhammad. He's going to send Bob. He's going to send all these revelations. And he has been the one who sent the revelation through Noah, which became the base of the mystical path. So we can see he has already said all these things and he has done it. And still, when we come here with clear signs from God, with all the prophecies, the genealogy, the revelation, the fulfillment of the seven seals, opening of the seven revelations, and still people say, no, we know better than you and God, and we will not follow this revelation and God. What is it in man that makes them not to want to follow God, but keep their own little understanding? That is, of course, go to ego. As really boils down to human ego, willfulness of man, and the love of their own understanding, instead of surrendering that to God and say, we'll surrender our understanding to God's understanding and say, yes, you know better than me what is correct, what is not correct, and still they resist the will of God. Of course, Randy mentioned that Middle Eastern people, they have lost the truth. We know the truth actually came. All the prophets came in the Middle East because God said to Abraham that he's going to bless the whole human through his generation, and he did. All the prophets, all the great prophets, including this one, this revelation come from the genealogy of Abraham, and all the great prophets came from him and his children. And now, of course, one of his children came to the West and brought this revelation right in the middle of the West that has never had really a great prophet come to them until now. And now, of course, we can see the Middle East become the cradle of the destruction and disunity. Then God receives unity. God come to earth to bring unity between humans, but the very place that all the great revelations of God came, we can see there is a separation between Jews and Christians and Muslims, and they are fighting each other with each other because they don't know the truth of God, because they don't understand the seven seals and each have their own dogmas. We just saw it. Gentleman came to our room and telling us that he only believed that Jesus is going to return and is going to judge. He explained to them that his spirit, the Christ, came many times. But I don't think he heard at all what we revealed to him. And he left. Why? Because he already decided he knows better than anybody else and all religions, and no matter what we tell them, they're not going to listen. So we can see they're right there. I know better than you, and I know better than a person who God has prophesied to come, and then he brought him here and say, he is my, you know, mouthpiece buddy. The gentleman who came here said, no, my dogma is God's mouthpiece, and God already said it's not. God said that there's going to be other prophets come after Christ, because he promised Ishmael also that is going to be a prophet or Messiah come from you also. But they do not want to hear that. They do not want to listen to that. But what God is going to do? What God has to do? No, he told Adam and Eve, follow those things they did not, and we are still not following his revelation and his words, and we are resisting it, and we are keeping ourselves. But if some people are not going to listen, God, what God is going to do? He's going to wait for the other people who come who will listen. And Prophet Muhammad said, you know, if you're not going to listen to the word of God, God's going to bring people, they will listen to God. So we can see that ego, that resistance is in man. The man's ego is very strong, very powerful, and they do not want to change. Changing to the word of God is very hard for them. There are many reasons. Each person has their own reason. Some people say they already know. Some people say it's too difficult. Some people say, you know, I have my wife and husband to take care of. Some people say, I have a family. Some people say, my child goes have to do this and that. You know, everybody has an excuse not to listen to God, but go to what they want to do. And they have the priority is not first God, second a spiritual teacher, third parent, and fourth a spouse. But their priority is first my child, or first my family, or first my this and first my that, or first my own understanding, and not God's understanding. We can see ego is very, very powerful. Ego is the illusion of the separation from God, and that illusion or delusion keep us from seeing God's revelation. Now this revelation has come with a very clear message that look, God has been sending this 7th, 6th revelation to humanity for the last 12,000 years, and now they are all put together. If a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Christian and a Jew or whatever come and see this revelation and accept that, would they still oppose one another? Would they stay who they are? would they be, if they Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindus or whatever they are, they won't, because they become something greater. Because now we have greater truth for humanity to for them to overcome those separateness, the thing that makes them separate from one another. But of course, as I said, we have been at it for last 25 years. And still, you know, not only we are not bringing more people, even some people, of course, still have their ego even now in the mission, and they even resist it very much, which is okay. So far, it sounds like we have been meeting our old friends from previous lifetimes, and now, hopefully, we saw all of them, and now more people can see this teaching clearly and say, yes, I want to be a part of it. I want to come and get on with it. I want to be close to this revelation, and so we can create a facilitating body for implementing God's revelation and message for humanity. Would they come? Are they there? I hope so. That is the promise that God said. Yes, there are going to be at least 444,000 elect and millions of supporters. Of course, you can help God's mission and God's coming of His kingdom, you know, with your own capacity and where you are. You know, some people are going to be just the supporter of the mission. We will support this revelation, you know, by their resources, by their intellect, by their abilities, by their whatever they can do. And there are some there, they will come here and dedicate their lives to it and will be so close to the mission and me, and we work together, and eventually we create the facilitating body and spread this mission to every corner on earth. So that each of you can help in your own capacity, but God clearly says the elect are there. God already said He has chosen those, they have called for this mission, and these people will see this mission very clearly. So answer to your question, very many people answered you very well. It's the willfulness of man and the separate ego, separateness of the ego from God. They are still attached to their nationality, they're still attached to their race, they're still attached to their, you know, little world, which keeps them from going beyond all those narrowness of the mind and see clearly that you are not belong to any place. You belong to God, and you are not as one person from one place. So if we have a great obstacle in front of us, as we see that from the very beginning, man's willfulness didn't want to listen to God, and they started not doing it. So after you understand that, it doesn't bother us anymore if they don't listen, because we know they are resisting God and His word, and they did not want to do it. But then there are disasters when the human is in trouble, when there are tribulation. Everybody says, in God we trust. We believe in God and all that, until, you know, that disaster is subsided and they go back to their previous way of doing things. You know, we could see very clearly what after 9/11, everybody for a while became very, you know, godly and go back to, you know, being nice to each other. Now we're back to the way we used to. So apparently there is no other way. I was hoping that 144,000 elect didn't have to go through the tribulation to realize this teaching and come together, and still I'm hoping that they will not. This is the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. Welcome to our room. It is the conversation that we have about the mission. If you know about the mission, if you have a question about your religion, if you want to know how all religions of the world are unified, how the last revelation of God has come to humanity, and how God has said He would send all these religions together, and then the seven seals open, all of them will be unified as a path to salvation and bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Come up, raise your hand, talk to us, and or type in text. But if you don't have a mic, okay, if you don't have the mic, Govindaram, go type, as you are doing it, just type your question there. What's the difference between teaching of Maitreya and those of Hindu prophets, Muslim prophets, Christian prophets, etc.? Okay, well, apparently you have not been in our website. We recommend you to go there and read in detail how all the prophets, avatars, messiahs, and all of them have come to bring different parts of God's revelation. A Hindu's prophets and religion are the ones who have revealed a part of the mystical path. They believe that the goal of the life is to become like a drop falling into the ocean of God. Knowing God, know thyself to know God. That's why Hinduism, Hindus or all the prophets in Hindu religion, like Krishna, Shiva, and many others, and all the gurus who come into Hindus teach that you have to meditate, you have to raise your kundalini, you have to open your chakras, you have to realize the different tendencies in human body. And that is the first step in the eternal divine path. That is when you awaken your spiritual forces, you know thyself. After, that is where Hinduism stops and says, that's it, that's the goal of the life, to become a drop and fall into ocean. We say, no, God has in further plan for humanity. After you meditate and you understand Hinduism and understand chakras and relationship between man and universe, you know, koshas and lokas and all that, then it is time for you to direct your energy that you awaken to the creation of the fullness of life. No, when you say now the only way to God is through chanting in Hinduism, it stops and it separates you from everybody else, and you stop there and you don't go any farther in our teaching, because that's it. That's your understanding and belief and dogma, and that will take you away of understanding the rest of the seals or paths that come from this mission, and teaches you this more than that. Yes, chanting is a part of our teaching. Actually, we have a universal mantra. It's called Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, that divinity which God is everything. So everything is divine, everything is God. So you can chant that. That's fine. But the next step after awakening or spiritual forces or mystical path or Hinduism or all the mystical path teachers, know thyself, is to create the comings of light. That is the message of the Old Testament. Now, if you are a Hindu and you read the Old Testament, you will see God has been trying to choose a people or Hebrews or elect that will accept God as their king and his laws as the laws to follow. So we can see now Hinduism and the Old Testament or Hebrews are unified. So there's a more a step than Hinduism or only chanting, but you also have to dedicate yourself to the community. In Hinduism, we can see there is so much misery in India, because everybody is trying to reach the salvation through self-realization alone, but they are not. directing their energy to create the consciousness of life. So we can see the next step is to create consciousness of light, and therefore Hinduism and the Old Testament become one, you know, they are unified. The next step after the Old Testament is New Testament, or the teaching of Christ that taught sacrifice. You know, he said, give up yourself. You know, don't be selfish. Don't be self-centered. But expand yourself and give, if you have two coats, give one to the one who doesn't have any. And therefore, give up yourself and sacrifice. And that's the only way you can create the communities of life. So we can see that the next step is to sacrifice, or the New Testament. Therefore, Hinduism also has to create the communities of light and sacrifice for it. And of course, after sacrificing, the next step is surrendering and submissive to God, which is the message of Islam. Islam, Hindus and Muslims having a big problem in India, and they have been killing each other and fighting for hundreds of years. Now we can see they can come together in India and say, look, in Hinduism and Islam is a part of God's revelation and path, therefore we don't have to kill each other and be separated, because all of them have come from the same source. It has come from God, and surrendering means to do our work or job and surrender the result to God. It doesn't mean I do not expect results. I do expect results when I do something, but I'm not attached to the result. The result is God. I do my best and I leave the result to God. Therefore, I'm not attached to it. I'm free. I can meditate. I can try to create the consciousness of light. I will sacrifice for it, but I leave the result to God. Even greater than surrendering your submission. You realize that God is living through you, and therefore you are free, because God is the doer, and that is, of course, is the karma yoga. Karma yoga means God works through me and I am free from the result of my action. But that is the very essence of Islam, which means surrendering and submit to God. And the next step, of course, is universalism, which came with Bab and Baha, and that shattered every all narrowness of the mind, because we become universal. So you see, Hinduism and Judaism and Christianity and Islam and Baha'i are unified all together. God was sending all of them to humanity, and now they are in one. Where is the Bible? Where is it in the Holy Bible? It is in the Revelation, in last book of the Bible. Of course, you have to understand what Revelation means. That is why we direct you to go to the Revelation of the Revelation. If somebody wants to post the URL to the Revelation of the Revelation in our website. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga is best. So actually, Mission of Maitreya unify all of them together. The Karma Yoga is, as I said, is the surrendering submission to God. Then you let God come through, and He has, then He comes through. Of course, God is perfect, and He does a perfect job, and that is the highest spiritual realization. Then you and God become one. Then you let God come through all the time and do the work through you. You and God are one. There is no separation. God is doing it. Who is doing it? God is doing it. Do I exist? No. God exists? Yes. And therefore you're absolutely free from any karma. Jnana Yoga is knowledge yoga. That is when Zoe comes and teaches you the knowledge of God. And if you understand though you truly how do they do that? How can they take the mic from me? Anyway, we can see if you understand it, though you will realize how wonderful and knowledge you will bring to you. And after Bhakti Yoga is the devotional yoga, which comes to you through chanting the Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. When you love your God with all your heart and mind and spirit, and you will progress in the Bhakti Yoga. So we can see all those three yogas are covered in the mission, in our teaching, and when you follow our teaching, you will be following all three yogas together. Therefore we can see clearly that we have covered Hinduism, you know, very well here, but at the same time we expand you to go and also understand other teachings like the Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, Bayan and Baha'i teaching, and also Ananda Marga or Baba that brought the concept of Sadvipra, that we call him Paravipra, and the most religion call him a leg. I start my, he is asking, you know a lot about Hinduism. Yes, my first experience, actually, I was born in an Islamic tradition in Iran, in Tehran, and I was brought up a Muslim, but of course I rejected the concept of God that was presented to me throughout Islam, because it was God sitting there and was angry most of the time and tell me what to do and what not to do without any explanation. It wasn't logical, it was emotional, so it didn't appeal to me at all until I came to the United States and with the story, of course, the story of how I became Maitreya is in our website. You can go there. Again, if somebody wants to give the URL to who I became, how I became Maitreya, and you can go and read how it happened. So I started meditating and got initiated to an organization from India, and my spiritual teacher was called Baba also, or Shri Shri Ananda Murti. Through him, I learned a lot about Hinduism. Of course, they tried to make me a Hindu, but when this revelation came, I came more than a Hindu, I became divine. So, well, it was Baba, who is your spiritual master. It was called Shri Shri Ananda Murti, the statue of bliss, and he came from north of India, and he, of course, he was very unusual a spiritual teacher in India. He was not just a guru. He, according to the organization, he is the reincarnation of Shiva, and he brought a great revelation to humanity. And of course, if you are Christian, again, Christianity is a part of our teaching, and Christ brought the revelation of the sacrifice to humanity. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. It's our conversation room. This is the room that we ask everybody go to our website, read our teaching, and come here and let us discuss your religion and our revelation together, and see that God has revealed this revelation to humanity, and he has revealed that through the last 2,000 years he has sent the mystical path, which includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and any other religion that says God is everything and you have to know yourself to know God. He sent Old Testament as a symbol of the communities of life. The whole Old Testament is based on God is trying to found a people, 12 tribes of Israel, communities that will accept him as God and his laws as the law of the community and New Testament to, in order to create such a communities, sacrifice is necessary, and Christ taught that greater sacrifice is to lay down your life for your friend or your brother, and therefore in the community everybody is brothers and sisters, and each person will do their best to create an environment that everybody progress physically, mentally, and spiritually to the highest level. And that was the message of Christ. And of course, in sacrificing and meditating and trying to create the communities of life, you might become attached to the result of your action, and this will create a problem in your life. The next step was Islam. Islam means surrender and submit to God. Therefore, you surrender the result of your action to God, and you become submissive to Him and let God come through, and therefore you are not attached to the result of your action. And the next step, become universalist. Shatter all knowledge of the mind of, you know, my country, my culture, my religion, my understanding, and shatter all that and become a child of God and understand God is everything. If God is everything, the whole universe is God. How can I be Hindu and the other person be Christian, and the next person is Islam, Muslim, and the third one is the Baha'i, and this and that, and I'm from this country, and you are from that country, I'm from this culture, you are from that culture, I'm from this gender. All these little bits of separation, beyond destruction that we can see on earth exists right now. So the fifth step is shattering all the narrowness of the mind, become a universalist. If you follow these five steps, if you become a person who wants to know themselves, meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, if you want to create the communities of light, if you sacrifice for it, and if you surrender the result to God or become a channel for Him to do the great work through you, and become a universalist, you become an elect. You become what God has been talking in every scripture, my elect, my chosen people, and that's how you can become a chosen person, which is the sixth seal in the revelation of God. And these elect are the ones that we are calling. We are asking you, go, read our teaching, shatter all narrowness of the mind, drop all your dogmas and your understanding, and realize God's understanding, and become one with His revelation of the seventh seal, and realize all these revelations have come from God. If all of them have come from God, how can I separate myself from anybody on earth? And therefore the unity of our religion has come to humanity. The seventh seal is open. The revelation have come from a person who have been prophesied to come, and it is from the generation of Abraham and Adam and Moses and King David and Christ. And therefore all the clear sign is being given to humanity very, very clearly. God has shown to humanity this is the way. The way is the eternal divine path. The way is the revelations of God. There is no religion on earth is not a part of this revelation, and therefore we have brought this new teaching and revelation to humanity, and now you are called for, and after we give it to you, it's between you and God what you do with it. But of course we are hoping and expecting those who have been called for last 2,000 years will see this revelation clearly and say, yes, I want to be a part of it. Yes, I understand it. Yes, it makes sense. Yes, it is from the prophecies fulfilled, and it's a revelation God has been talking about all along. It is the seventh angel that have brought these seven revelations to humanity, and therefore I will comply and will go and understand it. And we will overcome our dogmas and our understanding, our preacher and our teaching that, well, we are the chosen people, we are Jews. We are the only way because we have the Christ. We have the last revelation because we are Muslim and revelations are progressive, we are Baha'i. But listen to God and His word, not our understanding, not our preachers, not our religion, but what God says in His revelation. What God says in His holy books, and especially in the Bible. In the revelation, it clearly says there is going to be a seven seal, seven angels, seven revelation. How then I can say that my dogma is correct? So your dogma is not correct. You are not following God's words, but you are following your own understanding and religion. Therefore, coming here and yelling at us, yes, yes, I am correct, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't bring the unity and revelation of God, but the Word of God does. Go and read the Word of God. Now, the question that somebody is asking, if we eat the flesh, and if we do, why? So, if not, why not? First of all, you can eat the flesh in that teaching. There is no, it is not prohibited to eat kosher food, as God has said which one is kosher. And, but we recommend that you have a balanced life. Don't eat too much meat, don't eat too much of any food, but vegetarian diet is recommended because vegetable is for consciousness and meat is for flesh, and therefore we do not condemn people who eat flesh as far as it's kosher. And the reason God said don't eat unclean animals is because unclean animals are the garbage collector on earth. And if you eat the garbage collector, what's going to happen to your garbage? It's going to pile up into a street and the whole city goes dirty, and just like what we are doing right now. We are eating the unclean animals, at the same time we are polluting the earth in a greater degree. So not only we are taking the garbage collectors out of the street and firing them because they're eating all those shrimps and all those animals that they clean the ocean, and then we pollute the ocean in a greater degree. So God said don't eat unclean animals, because unclean animals clean the earth, and that's what they have been created. They're not created to be eaten, but lambs and cows and all the other kosher animals are created to be eaten, because they are not the garbage collector, but they have been created for human consumption. But still, God did not say eat meat until human fell in the Old Testament to a point that they became more flesh, and then God said, now you can eat meat too. Therefore, the meat is for flesh, and the vegetable is for consciousness. And we can see that God is very clearly, whatever God says has a reason, good reason for why He is asking us to follow. And if we follow what He has recommended us, we will be living in a better life. Okay. So God doesn't give milk then? What's that supposed to mean? Who said the cows don't give milk? Of course they give milk. You know. Cows is one of the cows that give milk. Why people eat cows that give milk? Because, well, there are cows that give more milk. There are cows that give less milk. Sometimes people eat meat, sometimes eat milk. So how about the male cow. Male cow doesn't give milk. What are you going to do with them? Not to eat them either? Or a cow doesn't give enough milk? Or a cow which has been created and raised just for the meat, not for the milk? So human has to be flexible, and they are. And they do, you know, follow it in the way that is most beneficial for them. Again, we can see that all the answers are given here to humanity. This is the conversation room. Of course, there have been a lot of questions in text, and we have answered most of them. But some of them getting to a point that really doesn't have any answer. No, but can't understand why people eat cows that give milk. I answered that one. Again, if you have a question or you'd like to discuss something with me in this room, raise your hand. And otherwise, we encourage you to go to our website. Actually, it is your responsibility and duty to go to our website and study it and see how this revelation unifies all religions of the world and how you can shatter and free yourself from dogma. And also, even if you don't believe in God, you can easily understand why God created this revelation and how humanity can become united and unified, and therefore we can create an environment that eventually human can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Well, that is the dogma of Hindus, that Ka is your mother. In no revelation, God says Ka is your mother. Of course, it gives you milk. It is very useful. Actually, Ka is one of the most useful animal God has given to man. So is goats and rams or sheep. Then you don't have to eat sheep and goats either, because they give you milk as well. What's the difference between a cow milk and a goat milk or a sheep milk? Answer my question, Govinda. What is different between the milk of the cow and the goat and the sheep? How come Hindus kill goats and sheep, but they don't kill cow? What is your answer? What's the answer in Hinduism on that question? If your mother milk is not as good as the mother milk of your friend, you know, you kill your mother, then it's okay? Is that what you're saying? So cow's milk is better, so we don't kill him, but sheep's milk is not as good. So my mother milk is not good as my friend's mother milk, then it's okay to kill my mother, because you don't keep goats or sheep. Well, what do you do with them? So you worship also goats and sheep? And I don't understand. In one time you say you are a Christian, and then in other sense you defend the Hindus. So which one are you? Are you a Hindu or a Christian? And also, they are vegetarian, right? But everything has soul. Everything is the unit consciousness. The whole universe is the unit consciousness. Therefore, we shouldn't even walk. We shouldn't even talk. We shouldn't even breathe. Because the moment you breathe, you kill millions of germs in the air. When you walk, you might kill ants. So we better just stay here, shut our mouths, and die, because, you know, anything we do will destroy some sentient being. So you can see Hinduism reached the point that the jinns, when they walk, they trip in front of them so they don't kill an animal, I think they have gone too far. And God said it's okay to eat kosher food, and therefore that's one of the things Hindus have to overcome. Even now, in the big cities in Hindu countries, with a lot of traffic and cars going around, they don't let any animal into their street anymore. Well, what happened? If it is a sacred thing, why cars can't walk in a Delhi, in a big cities in downtown any longer? Yeah, I agree with you on that. That yes, vegetarian vegetable can feed more people than meat, but at the same time, if you are vegetarian, if you notice vegetarian people, they eat constantly, because vegetable, you know, is digested faster and it doesn't have as much, you know, dense food in them to keep you, you know, alive for a long time. So, as I said, we recommend and we encourage people to become vegetarian, but we do not condemn eating meat, because it is not condemned by God to eat meat. But at the same time, we do recommend to be vegetarian as much as we can. The best way is balance. Everything in balance and equilibrium is the best way to live. Any extreme will bring the imbalance in human life, and that is bring, you know, suffering. And that exactly is happening in India. They have gone too far of becoming absolute vegetarian, and they, even there was a person, a woman was sick, and the doctor realized that she needs to eat meat, and recommend her to eat meat, but she refused, and she suffered for it, and I think she died for it. It's just like some Christian believe you shouldn't go to doctor, because you have to, you know, completely believe in God, and going to doctor is disobedience to God's commandment or whatever. And some people here, people said they have to go to doctor and didn't go, and eventually they passed a law that they have no choice, they have to go to doctor. So you can see, you can go to extreme in each religion, and the extreme, anything extreme will bring suffering to humanity. We have to create a middle path, and the mission of Maitreya actually is the middle path for humanity, and bring the middle ground to them. Okay, this will be go on forever. I won't back down, and neither will you. So you have eat meat to survive. Well, it's not a contest who you know back up or you know back down. It is just the truth. Are you seeking the truth, or you want to win? You know, that is the question. If you want to win, then yes, it's going to go forever. But if you want to know the truth, these are the truth I'm telling you. Is that what you are saying? What am I saying is the word of God. I'm not saying anything from myself. I am telling you the truth. I am revealing to you what the truth of the situation is. You cannot go to extremes. God said it's okay to eat kosher food, kosher meat, but don't eat too much of it. God, in the beginning when He created the creation, told man to be vegetarian. He said, eat the herbs as food. And then later on, as man, you have to read our teaching. You have to read those. You have to read this revelation, how God, in an evolutionary manner, made man more and more flesh, to a point now our third eye even is closed. We can even see the spiritual world, and we are absolutely flesh. And we think, you know, this is the reality. The flesh is the reality. So, if we understand that, we can see that, yes, vegetable is more consciousness, and meat is for flesh. So if you want to become more consciousness, eat vegetable and become more flesh when you eat more flesh. So these are all explained. It's from God. It is the word of God. And there is no contest. There is only the understanding and willingness to understand God's word. Again, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. We are here to discuss with you the word of God and the revelation, the last revelation that has come to humanity. We invite you, and actually we want you to go to our website and see this revelation that have come from God to man, has unified all regions of the world, has opened the seven seals, and has revealed to humanity how all the revelation of God is are on earth now, and how they can be unified easily. Okay, you eat to give you strength to do God's will and worship Him. Most eat much more than they need. Yes, that is true, especially in the West. A lot of people eat not because they are hungry, they eat because it is there. So that's why we are getting here a lot of overweight people, because we are eating much more than we should. That is the truth. All right, we have another 35 minutes together, and if anybody likes to discuss something else here, we go ahead and discuss that. Sounds like today was mostly Hindu religion discussion here in this room, and of course Hinduism is a part of the eternal divine path or mystical path in our teaching. This is just a part of the truth, is not the whole truth. So is Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Baha'i, and other teachings on earth. They're all each a part of human experience and revelations. And if you want to know the truth and the relationship with each other on earth, we recommend you to go to the website and understand why God sent all these religions and understanding to man, and now they are revealed to you. Of course, many people will not go to the website, will not understand this teaching, or they have their own ideas, opinions, and dogmas, and revelation, and understanding, which they resist God's revelation. They have done it in the past, and they are not going to stop doing it now. But this is the last revelation, and God said there are going to be 144,000 elects that will see this revelation clearly, understand clearly, and see it's the word of God. And if they are have come from God, therefore you're neither Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim or Christian or Jews, but you are divine. You follow the eternal divine path, and therefore you become one with the revelation of God and their truth, and therefore this is an obligatory or responsibility of every man and woman and child to check this out for themselves, to see if it is from God or it is man-made, or it is from the Antichrist, or whatever they want to call this. But if you have the slightest spirit of God in you, you will clearly say, yes, it is from God, because it's based on the Word of God. Antichrist will not come here and teach you the Word of God. He will teach things which is not based on Word of God. Therefore, we can see all the signs are given to us clearly now that this revelation is for humanity to read, understand, absorb, forget about the dogmas and understanding, but come and see what God said about this matter. But God said who Jews are, or Hebrews are. What, who God said Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists are. Where do they fall in God's plan? And after you understand that, you no longer can be a Hindu or Buddhist or Christian or Jews or whatever you are now. You will expand yourself in a greater degree and you become the child of God. You become His children and you shatter all narrowness of mind and become united in God's Spirit together as one, and you become a channel for Him to spread this message to every corner and person on earth, and they also eventually will see. And of course, this is not the only way. Not only those who have been called for and they have been prepared, they will see this very clearly. Also, there is disaster coming to humanity and pushing them even in a greater degree toward realizing that what they have is not ultimate. What they have is a part of the truth. What they have is not the last revelation or the only way. And the chosen people are not a race or a special beings, but every man and a woman who follow eternal divine path is the elect, is Hebrew, is the children of light, are Israelites, and they are explaining so very clearly what God meant with all these words and all this revelation to humanity. And if you understand our teaching, you understand God's plan. And then it's between you and God. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to just say, oh, that was a good revelation, I liked it, I'm just going to enjoy it? Or you say, oh no, I've been called for it. I'm a person that God, you know, called for doing this revelation. Therefore, I'm going to go and help my Maitreya. I'm going to go and become a part of the round table. And in the round table, of course, we are going to have 24 elders that will create the body of overseeing the creation of the facilitating body. And of course, with the facilitating body, we can reach every corner on earth and bring this revelation to every individual and humanity. And as the tribulation will come to them, more and more they will realize their religion is not going to happen. Nobody is going to come suddenly in the sky and say, here I am, I am the Messiah, and everything is going to be okay next day and the kingdom come. God never did that. He never will. It has never happened in the past and is never going to happen in the future. God's way is to reveal the revelation, the prophecies, and send these prophecies for a long time before He brings the messenger to humanity. And when that messenger comes, of course, He warns the people. He tells them, go back to God, stop, you know, following ungodly actions and ways, and follow His commandments, and bring the purity and unity to communities, create communities of light, and bring God back to human and among yourselves. Of course, they will not listen. They will go on and do whatever they do and used to. And that is when the tribulation comes to them, and eventually that revelation gets hold of human consciousness, and they eventually say, yes, we want to follow this, because not following God is equal going against the law of the universe. And of course, that means karma and destruction to man. And as more people understand that, more people are willing to forego their own ego and follow God. And eventually that brings the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we have to understand this teaching in a greater degree and forgo our own understanding. No matter what is your understanding, it is very, very a small part of this revelation. For example, you just say, it is not religion, but each must seek the beloved. That is bhakti yoga. That is the way of devotion. That is what Christ said. You have to love your God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, and strength, and being. That is what in Hindu religion called bhakti yoga, or the devotion to God. There are the people that they love God with all their heart and mind. They don't care about too much knowing about understanding or knowledge of God, or they're not much of a karma yoga or doing of work for God, but they just love God with all their heart. So you see, even that is a part of our teaching, but as far as the part is a small part, after you realize that, you have to direct that energy of the love for God to create the communities of light, to create an environment that not only you love God with all your heart and mind, but also other people will join you in the community and create a community that they love God. They are the lover of God, they work for God, and they know God, and therefore they practice in a greater degree. So we have unified, even in the three yogas, the bhakti or devotion, the karma and jnana or knowledge, to in the mission. So again, this mission, you know, make your progress accelerate hundreds of thousands of times than any other path on earth. It is not really a religion. Religion is just a set of beliefs. It is a path. You are either following it or you don't. If you follow it, you will reap the benefit. If you don't, you don't. As simple as that. So, again, God has made it very simple. 5 steps. Take 5 steps in your life, you become an elect. Meditate. Awaken your forces. Contemplate. Think. Go deep inside. You know, realize who you are. You know, and as you meditate, one day you realize, yeah, God is coming through me. I really don't exist. I am not there. The only thing is there is God, and I'm just an empty shell for Him to come through, and therefore you and God become yes. You and God become one, and that is the goal of the spirituality, that you and God are one. You are in the image of God. God created man in His image, and you indeed are in the image of God, and you manifest His, you know, qualities. Then you say, what has God wanted from me to do? Create the communities of light. Therefore you reach out to other people. You try to create communities that people will progress to a point that God becomes their beloved and the only subject of worship, nothing else. Not the artists or the stars in Hollywood, not your own little world, not anything else in the universe but God. And everybody else, even those beautiful stars in Hollywood, are a part of God. They are not something that the ultimate in your goal in your life, but they are also have to be guided to bring God in the creator, to make the movies about God and creation and the different religion and the seals and how they are unified. What is their message? We are not against creating movies, but bring God to it. Create the things that are godly. Magazines and ads and products, everything has, if become godly, then it brings you to God more instead of take you away from Him. So nothing is bad in this universe, but how it is used become good or evil. So again, we can see that we have a great job in front of us. We have a great work to be done. So let us not get bogged down to our little life and little understanding, but what is God's plan and His understanding, and overcome our little world and expand ourselves and become great people for God's work and revelation, instead of getting pulled down to mundanity on earth. Again, you are welcome to the meeting of Maitreya. This is Maitreya, and this is a conversation room on our mission. We have a great revelation for humanity, and we have unified our religion of the world. This revelation has been prophesied to come to humanity at the end time. We are in at the end time. We are at the point in the Bible when the seven seals are open, that the revelation, the last revelation of God has come. The mystery of God is finished. It is shown completely how each religion of the world have come to humanity, and now they are all put together one, and how each of them is a part of the greater truth or a path. And if you follow that path, you become an elect. And if you don't, of course, you will not receive any benefit. Following that path, of course, bring great benefit in your life, in your spirit, in your progress toward God. And therefore, you are obligated to go to our website, to search, to ask, to realize this truth in this revelation, and eventually either say, yes, it's from God, and therefore dedicate your life to it, or you say, no, it's not from God. Then we say, well, we leave you to God. If you didn't realize, you didn't see the vision, you didn't see how God sent out this revelation, then we have nothing to do with your decision. You can keep your dogma, you can keep your religion, you can stay where you are, but you're not going to progress to the last revelation of God and in this path to return to God and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we are very detached in our revelation. We give it to you, and the moment we give it to you, the moment we direct you to go to our website, the moment you go to the website and see how the religions of the world are unified, we're done with you. The decision, the next decision is yours. Do you want to be part of it? Or you want to keep your ego, your understanding, and go away from this revelation? But you have to empty your cup. You have to say, my cup is empty. Hello, this cup is up. Pour the new revelation truth to my cup so I can understand it in a greater degree. Become like a sponge. So you can soak this new teaching and say, yes, I want to really soak this new understanding, and you will. If you are like a stone and your ego is in the way and your understanding is in the way, of course, no matter how much water of truth from the foundation of the knowledge you put on it, it's just going to make it wet for a while, and then it's dry out, and still the stone is there, nothing got into it, and nothing can help the stone to know more about this teaching. But of course God said there are elects, those who have been called for this, those who have been prepared for this for the last 12,000 years, and now they are called to come, see, observe, see the vision, and become one with it. We are actually calling you, get out of this world. Don't be a part of this world anymore. Be in it, but not of it, but free yourself. My children, come out. Come out of this Maya. Come out of the Babylon the Great, because the Babylon the Great will fall. And when the fall comes, the fall will be great. And then you are out of it. You are not a part of it. When you are in the eternal divine path and in the communities of light, when the great fall comes, you will not be affected, because you already are godly and a part of God's revelation, and those are the ones that God said will stay on earth for the next 1,000 years, and they will progress to salvation and unity with God at the end. And then when the unity between you and God will reach in forever. So So it is the salvation of man. It is the revelation that helps man go back to God, and it's been in progress for the last 12,000 years. But of course, as we discussed, human ego is strong, their cup is full, and they do not want to listen. That's why we are asking a fraction of humanity to come and join us. 144,000 elect, and probably some millions of those who are the supporters of this 144,000. It makes sense. It's based on the Word of God. It is based on the Revelation and the Scriptures. It just makes sense. And it's not deviating a bit from God's Word. Anybody who says differently, they don't know, they have not realized God's Word, and they have not seen, and they're not listening to Scriptures. They're listening to their preachers, they're listening to their culture, they're listening to their, you know, teachers or religion. They're not listening to God. But what they say and what God says is absolutely different things, you know. Because they can keep their religion, they can keep their own understanding, but it's not going to help them. God said it's not going to help you, because that's what Adam and Eve thought too. They wanted to keep their own understanding, not listen to God. And what happened to them? They were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. They were thrown out of the grace of God. And now God shows very clearly how you can go back to grace. Of course, it sounds like it's no longer a conversation in this room, which is okay. If you guys don't have any questions, I can come here and repeat this thing over and over. I've been doing it for the last 25 years. And, of course, they are the bread of life. They are the truth, which is revealed to humanity now. And it is a very clear way to see how God has been working. First of all, God truly exists. There's no doubt about it. Because he said he's going to do things. He promised Abraham and his son, both Ishmael and Isaac, that there's going to be a prophet or Messiah come from you, each of them. And they came. He promised both of them going to have great territory on earth. Both did. And many other things in our religion that God promised, and he did them. Therefore, God agrees. If somebody says they are going to do something and they didn't, they do it, we say this person is alive. He can move, he can get things done. Therefore, he is alive. And God said he will do this thing, and he did them, and therefore he is alive. But he's consciousness. He is a spirit. He doesn't have any physical body. You know, his mind, his universal mind, and therefore it's very hard for humans to be in touch with God, especially when they have such a big ego, and separate them from God. They cannot feel God. They cannot understand God. Some people even believe there is no God. You know. Where did you come from? I come from chance. It's a chance of the evolution. It was just a chance that I came to this being. What that first life came from? The first evolutionary step that life came to existence. Where did that come from? Oh, well, that we don't know. It just was a goo of the, and some heat came and it created life. How? If there was no life before it, how did it create it? We don't know. No? That's the answer that then, of course, after that, it's just an evolution. It's just by chance. There is no design in it. But that doesn't make sense. There was life all the time. There was always life, forever, from eternity. And then, when the creation reached the point that life could manifest itself in the creation, that is when that goo was created and heat was applied and the life came to existence, and God, in the evolutionary process, directed evolution to creation of man. And now we have the ability to recognize that God's coming through us and we are one. So we're not against even evolution, but we explain it in a different way, and we know there is a consciousness behind it. So if we can see that, then we can see God exists. God is truly the universal mind and is us, and there is nothing that is not God. If God exists and he said he's going to bring this to this point, and the only way out of this creation is to return to Godhead or the pure consciousness, then we realize that he has been sending all this revelation to this point. Now he's telling us that each of these revelations is a part of a greater truth. Each the eternal divine path, and your salvation is based on following the eternal divine path, and now you are still resisting it. Fine, okay? You can resist as much as you want, but that is the only way you can get back to God. So the sooner you start following it, the sooner you see the benefit of it, and eventually you bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and we will have the communion of love all over the place, or we don't, if we do not get on with the eternal divine path. Eternal divine path is not just here, come here and listen to these sad songs and that's it. No, it is a call to action, a call to involve, getting involved with God's revelation and creation of the communities of light, and sacrifice and surrender and submit to God and become universalist and meditation and all that. It is a call to action, a call to come and dedicate yourself to this new revelation to man. And if you understand these very simple things that has come through this mission and see clearly it's from God, and does God exist, and my salvation is based on it, what am I waiting for? What am I holding of completely dedicating myself to God's ways instead of following my understanding and, you know, holding to my ego and not coming to terms with what is the only way for you to go back to Godhead? And therefore, you have to see this vision clearly. You say, this is my salvation. You know, my salvation is not Hinduism, it's not Old Testament, it's not New Testament, it's not Quran, it's not Baha'i. My salvation is the eternal divine path. My salvation is this new revelation. God said after this revelation comes, that it's going to be this destruction and great upheaval on earth, and we can see it happening. No matter who says, in what political maneuvering they will bring peace and unity, and they will fulfill what they promised their people, it is not gonna happen. As I said, don't read news in newspapers or in BBS or whatever other news group. Read the Word of God. You see, what did he say is gonna happen? That's exactly what you're saying here, what's gonna happen. That is what is gonna happen. That the seventh seal is gonna be coming to humanity. Seventh revelation. And when the seventh angel comes, that is the only time that the mystery of God will be finished. Before that it was a mystery, and now it is given to you, and after that it is going to be a call to the elect. The elect come together, and we will reach to every corner on earth, and then it's going to be great tribulation and destruction which come to humanity, and after that the kingdom of God will come to earth for 1,000 years. And that, in that time, after 1,000 years, there is going to be a short period again that there is going to be the fall of man again, because the old souls that they haven't made it at this time will be given another chance. If they fail again, then it is time for this creation to fall down. And we will know what happened after 1,000 years. I'm sure God is going to reveal another revelation after 1,000 years. And at that time, many will reach pure consciousness. But this is your salvation. This is salvation of man. Yeah, Mr. Marvel is asking, I have never heard this faith before. Well, it is a new revelation of God, have come to humanity in 1977. It is a revelation that you can read and understand in a greater degree, as Kyosha just posted in http://www.maitreya.org, and if you go there, it will show you how this last revelation has been revealed to humanity, how God has fulfilled the prophecies, and how He said already He will send the seven seals and seven revelation, and when the seven seals is open, the mystery of God will be finished. And now it is done, it is finished, it's been revealed to humanity, and it is every man and woman's obligation and duty to go and find out if this is the truth. If what am I saying is the truth, or is that I'm just saying this thing because, you know, I want attention, or I have a big ego, or whatever people think, you know, maybe is involved, and if that's the truth, then you are obligated because your salvation is based on that. Yeah, Snow Wolf says it is the foundation of our religion. What am I hearing? You are correct, Snow Wolf. It is indeed the foundation and the revelation God has been telling humanity that will come in this day. So very faith is true. So very faith, what do you mean by very faith is true, Mr. Morrow? So very faith is true. What faith? This faith or all faiths? Every faith. Yes, they are all true. Yes, yes, indeed. That is the whole reason for this revelation, to let the humanity realize that each of these religions have been revealed to humanity as a part of a greater truth. That Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, and all the mystical paths is the essence, the spirit of our religion. That our religion knows to know thyself is to know God. That's the first step. The second step is the commons of life. The Old Testament is based on God is trying to create the communities of light, or the children of Israel, and bring His kingdom, or at least His laws, to them. The third step to sacrifice is the message of Christ. What did Christ do? He sacrificed Himself for His ideal. And then, of course, after you sacrifice, you try to create communities of light, you meditate, is to surrender the result to God, or become submissive to God and let His Spirit come through, and that is the message of Islam, and become universalist, to shatter all knowledge of the mind, is Baha'i or Bab's teaching. If you awaken the spiritual forces, which is the mystical path, which is covers Hinduism, Buddhism, and all mystical religions like Kabbalah and saints in Christianity and Sufis in Islam, then you direct your energy to the creation of the coming of light, which is the Old Testament. You sacrifice, which is the New Testament. You surrender and submit to God, which is Islam, and you become universalist, become Baha'i. You become an elect, and that's what God was talking about, my elect. So you can see in this revelation, not only each religion is a part of this path. Avenger is, of course, a curse of the comings of life. Sacrificing, surrendering, and submission, and becoming universalist. But also, it brings the kingdom of heaven on earth, because the kingdom of heaven on earth is based on the comings of life. If you get the comings of life and they pop up all over the world, they were connected together and create the, you know, godly system from this community. It should come from the community. What is community? Community of people. So the whole community, the base of the community and the kingdom come from the community. So the whole system is from people, by people, for people. That is what they were talking about, from people, by people, for people, to this point. Actually, it never happened. It is still not, our government is not from people, by people, for people, because it is not, it's really a system that is still are chosen by other elects than people themselves. So that's what they were talking about. So it actually fulfills that thing at the same time. So we can see that, well, we just unified all the mystical paths, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, mystical and Christianity, and Sufis. We also brought Judaism, or Old Testament, or Hebrews, Christians, Muslims, and Baha'is together, and unify them all together. That is probably 4 billion there, 4 or 5 billion people on earth. He have unified them together right there. So we can see that unification of all religion have come to humanity, you know. And now if more human hear that, this is the base of God's plan. It is the foundation of our religion. It is the truth to humanity that humanity have to realize and come together, and it unifies every religion on earth. Alright, we are almost at the end of our time. It was a long discussion and probably going through a lot of parts of the mission. Still we haven't covered everything. Believe it or not, I've been talking for 2 hours now, almost, and we have not still followed or covered the whole truth revealed in this revelation. And since there are not many questions and conversation went on today, I'm suggesting, what do you think, we make this conversation hour and a half instead of 2 hours from now. So we're going to have them at between 10 to 11:30. And anybody is not in favor of this, if it's not in favor of hour and a half, let me know. Go ahead and say no, let's have it 2 hours. If there's no objection to it, you know, probably from now on we're going to have hour and a half with it, because there's not much of conversation going on, and I probably can repeat this in hour and a half as well instead of 2 hours. Okay. Yeah, Randy Alves says no. I know. He likes to have this more often. But I think the majority says yes. So we go with the majority. And Randy says, that's okay, Randy. It's okay. You can come to the mission and we can have staff. So you're close here, so we can talk together off this area.